Sanhedrin Perk Beis Mishnah Dalet. Motzi lemelchemes arshus al pi beistin shel shivim ve'echad. And a king can bring his people out to war through the beistin of 71. This is a melchemes rishus, like the Mishnah says, which is a melchama just to expand or things like that. This is not a melchama in defense of attack or safety or kibush Eretz Yisrael. Those are melchames mitzvah, like we said in the previous Mishnahs. Uparis lasus lo derech vein memachin biyodei. And a king can break through and make a larger walkway, and nobody can stop him. This means that if, let's say he wants, the Rav says that he can even, if he just wants to tend to his vineyards or something of his own, and he wants a shortcut to go through somebody else's property, nobody can stop him. The Rambam learns that it's dafka for his army, that if his army wants a shortcut, they can break through anybody's property to go use it to travel from place to place. The Rambam learns that this is not something that's permanent. He can't just keep this person's property or this pritza in this person's property. It's just for temporary purposes for his soldiers to go through and cavalry. Derech HaMelech ain lo shir. The Derech of the Melech, there is no shir. And it doesn't matter how big and how wide and how big of the area it is that he's breaking through. V'chol ha'am boizes in v'noistim lefonov. And when they plunder against other nations that they've defeated, the whole nation takes from the plunder and they put it in front of him. Vunoto chelik birosh. And he has the first dibs on anything from the spoils. And then besides that, the Rav says, besides the first dibs, he also splits every other spoil that is there. Half of it goes to him. Lo yarbe lo noshim. He shouldn't have too many wives. Ela shmona asrei. He should only have 18 wives. That's what the Tana Kama holds. No more than 18. Rabbi Yehuda Omer marbe hu lo. Rabbi Yehuda says he can have more than 18 wives. As long as the ones that are above 18 shouldn't turn his heart astray. Rabbi Shimon Oimer afilu achas mesiras libo rezelo yisaeno. Rabbi Shimon says any of the wife, if there's one wife that turns his heart astray, he shouldn't marry her. In came lama ne'amar v'liyar beloy noshim. So what does the Torah say when it says he shouldn't have a lot of wives? Afilu kavi gail. Meaning if it's more than 18, even if it's somebody as kosher and as tzadekis like Avigail, you shouldn't marry her. So you see that there are three machloikuses here, the Rav brings. Tana Kama holds 18 is the limit, above 18, he can't marry any, no matter what they're like. Rabbi Yehuda learns that 18 is any type of wife, even somebody that's not so kosher. But above 18, if it's kosher, you can marry. So according to the Rabbi Yehuda, there's no limit to the kosher wives you can have. But the non-kosher wives, the limit is 18. And Rabbi Shimon holds, like the Tana Kama, that 18 is the max. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. The Tana Kama holds you're allowed to have 18 wives that aren't kosher. Rabbi Shimon holds you can't even have one wife that's not kosher. The Rav says the halacha is like the Tana Kama here. Mishnah continues, lo yarbe lo susim, ela kedei mer kafto. He shouldn't have a lot of horses, only enough needed for his cavalry and to travel and carry things. Not just that he should have a lot of them, that it should expand his das and make him feel more expansive. He still shouldn't have that. The kesef izav lo yar belo mod. He shouldn't have a lot of gold and silver, elokadei litein aspanya, only enough to pay for his military. The point is, he shouldn't have a lot of gold and silver for his own pride. And zeshaila, does this apply to every type of way of earning income? Can the melech earn income from spoils? What if his army is very successful? There are those who've shown him the Yad Ramah and the Chiddush Yaran. They learn that if he's successful, if his army's successful from spoils, or people give him matanos or things like that he can become very wealthy. The only issue of the Torah is talking about is if he's collecting taxes from the nation, he can't become wealthy from those taxes. But stam, to become wealthy from success of the army and things like that, that's mutter according to those we've shown him. And the Rambam learns this is dafka, money that he's amassing in his private chambers and private collections. But if he's doing it for the tzibur, that's a whole different story. That's mutter. V'kosav lo sefer Torah lishmo. And they write a sefer Torah in his name. This is besides the sefer Torah that every Jew has to write that they would put away in the inner chambers of their house or wherever they are. A melech has a mitzvah of writing his own sefer Torah. When he goes out to war, the Sefer Torah goes out with him. Nichnos, when he comes inside, machnisa imo, it comes in with him. Yoshe b'din, hi imo. When he's sitting with din, we said the only malach that sits with din is Malchus Beis David, the Sefer Torah is with him. Mesev, when he's sitting down to have a suda, hi kenegdo, it's right there with him. Shenemar v'hoisimo v'karbo kol yimei chayev. So the Torah says it's with him and he reads it all the days of his life. The Gemara learns that this Sefer Torah was very small. It was written in very small letters, that he should be able to easily carry it on his arms wherever he went.